KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. We are joined in studio this afternoon by Jody Hicks, Therma Gold, and Tia Lorenzen. They are freedom advocates for Mercy Multiplied. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us.
So, Therma and Tia's first time here on the radio station. Do not be nervous. We're just talking. Okay. We're going to have a lot of fun. And Jody's old hat at this. She's done it how many times? Six?
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
Yeah. But you were a lot more nervous the first time. Now it's just part of life, right?
Yes.
Hey, we want to start by wishing everybody Merry Christmas. This is kind of a stressful time of year for a lot of people. That's why I thought this would be a really appropriate time to talk, especially for moms, wives, and women in general. And so, Jody, let's start by talking about Mercy Multiplied in the ministry.
And just to add, too, it's also stressful for dads and children and, not just women, I think, just people in general. So Mercy Multiplied. Oh, we are so excited to be able to be here again and tell you who they are. They exist to provide opportunities for all. And that's why we say not just women, to experience God's unconditional love, forgiveness, and life transforming power. Their services are biblically based and free of charge for, they do treat only women, ages 13 to 32, but their outreach services offer multiple online and on-site resources to equip men and women of all ages to live free and stay free in Jesus Christ.
Well, since we have women in the studio and most men, which I are one of those.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to ask you about women because I think that men that are stressed out probably haven't taken the time in many cases to find out about the women in their lives. Part of your ministry is to help families and help women communicate better. So let's start with this question. I hope it's not too broad. Do we have unreal expectations for moms, for wives, and women in our culture? Aren't you supposed to work like 28 hours a day, take care of all everything at the house, work at a job making $100,000 a year, take care of the kids, change all the diapers, go to all the teacher meetings? That's not much.
What do you think about that, Therma?
I think we definitely do have that perspective, especially Christian women have that Proverbs 31 attitude. That they are supposed to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning, make sure that everything's taken care of before their husband gets up and their children are up, and make sure that everything is set and ready to go and out the door, and everything's supposed to be perfect because they have, Christ in their life and they shouldn't have any stress. And I really think that that's a myth in the Christian community.
Yeah. Tia, how about you?
I think that we put those expectations on ourselves so many times, even if the world didn't, even if our partners and life didn't, and our families, we do it all on our own. A lot of women think they're in constant failure. They're not doing enough. So how do we get to that place of peace where you're doing a good job and you can be proud of yourself as a mom?
So, Tia, you're really saying that you have unreal expectations for yourself.
Absolutely. I think a lot of women do. I think we put a lot of stress on ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of expectations.
Therma, is the Christian community in some way perpetuating some of that pressure?
Definitely. I think so. Because of the way we interpret the Bible ourselves, instead of reading the Bible and understanding what the Bible says, we will add on to it like they did back in the Old Testament days when they had 10 commandments and then they ended up coming up with over 600 laws. I think we're still doing that today to ourselves.
Yeah. Jody, what do women need today to stay healthy, mentally, spiritually, physically, while they're trying to do all this other stuff we've just listed?
Yeah. Well, we really encourage community for women. Excuse me. And okay, so we are talking about women, just women to not stay in isolation, especially in the Christian community when we're struggling, just to have, you know, if you have one or two people in your life that you can reach out to just encourage you and to be able to be real with, you know, just, and then encourage, you know, just women to, you know, go for walks together, you know, pray together. And, but really, I really think it's so important to start. And I do love the Keys to Freedom study for this, but you have to start with where the person is. Do they even have the belief system that the Bible is where they go for truth? And so I think that's really important. When you're beginning a relationship with someone, you know, what is their background? You know, were they wounded by the Christian community, or, do they even have a, you know, base belief system in that? So I think it's really just important to, when you're building relationships with people, you know, what is their background?
Tell us a little bit about the Keys to Freedom study, which is one of the tools. And do you have one coming up soon?
Well, we will post that on our website. I do think in January we are going to be doing possibly a different Bible study, but we are, I know we're jumping ahead a little bit, but we are going to be preparing for an Empower workshop that we are able to do, which is, it's going to be at Hope Church on April 30th, from 9 to 4. And it really just teaches you how to walk alongside somebody who is struggling. And it's for pastors, you know, youth leaders, parents, friends. You know, it's really for everyone, you know, for everyone. And we just encourage people to come out and, and through the Empower Workshop, they promote the Keys to Freedom study. So the Keys to Freedom study is committing. It teaches you how to commit and connect to Christ, how to renew your mind, healing your life hurts, choosing forgiveness, breaking generational patterns that have been in your family, and using your authority in Christ, and then how to maintain lifelong freedom. And so in that, you know, just walking alongside people, learning these keys, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, like once you learn them, you get to, you know, pull out a key. If you're struggling in one area, you know, you get to draw upon what you have learned through the study.
Yeah. Therma, tell us about you a little bit and maybe your experience in taking the Keys to Freedom.
Yes. Well, I heard about Keys of Freedom on the radio with Jody, Jocelyn, and Leela.
Oh, good.
So, hello, ladies. We miss you both.
Yes, we do.
And I became very interested in the study because of Jocelyn's story, how she was raised in a Christian home and the things she went through. And I thought this would be a great study for my daughter and I to go through together. And so I signed up for the study. So that's how I got involved with the Keys of Freedom study.
And did your daughter take it with you?
No, she didn't take it with me. But I said, you know, this sounds like a great study, so I'm going to continue on and I'm going to take it for myself.
I was just going to say, can you tell us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind, like, you know, the study that you were involved in, just because I think your history is really important to, you know, what you stepped away from to come to this study and why.
Yes, I am a Bible study fellowship leader, and I stepped away for a year to come to this study and to get involved and to help to reach the broken women here in our community. And I'm so grateful that the ladies at BSF allowed me to do it and were able to carry on. And so my daughter said, yes, Mom, yes, this sounds like a great study. And so we signed up. And the day that we were supposed to start to study on Monday, she called and said, Mom, I don't think I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. I said, that's okay, sweetheart. We'll pray for you. And so we've been praying for her. And I showed up on Monday at the study. And I fell in love with Jody, Jocelyn, and Leela, and the rest of the ladies in the study. And we went through it for 8 weeks. And I learned a lot. And it has really been beneficial to me. Because as a leader, I see a lot of broken women. And having these keys will be able to help them in such an amazing way that I haven't been able to help them before.
It sounds like you may have some different relationships, too. You have special relationships in Bible study fellowship.
Yes.
My own experience in knowing people in Bible study fellowship, I haven't done that before, but I know a lot of Christians who are involved in it, and they learn so much about the Bible. They have really a dedication to being in the Word and studying the Word, almost a tenacity, which is really, really neat. But you have different relationships, it sounds like, in Mercy. Tell us how that's different.
Correct. In Mercy, you come alongside of the ladies in your group, and you learn the different keys. The first key, choosing to forgive, and you learn how to forgive according to all the promises and what Jesus said in the Bible. So everything I learned in the Bible from Bible study fellowship, I am now able to apply it with the key from Keys of Freedom. So I can help a lady in my group now who's struggling with forgiveness, and I can give her that key to open that door so that she can live a life of freedom and no longer live under the struggle of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Tia, you've gotten involved, and how did you come to this study and being involved with Mercy Multiplied?
Well, I don't want to go back too far, but I think I need to in order to get to where we are today. I was raised here in Albuquerque in a very loving, supportive Christian home with parents that support our dreams and hopes and goals. So I struggle with addiction, and my path of destruction was 100% self-led in my early 20s. I charged into it, dove into agreeing with the lie that recreational drug use is okay. So that led to a very serious battle with addiction. By the time I was 27, I went to rehab, came back. I was living in Durango, Colorado at the time. For most of these years, I was in Durango. And I got a good job and bought a house in downtown Durango. I thought I was doing great on this outside person. And behind closed doors, I'm still using, right? Those two people can't coexist for a very long period of time. One side of you is going to win. And so I lost my house. I lost my job then house. By the time I was 33, I was on the streets in Durango. It got very cold. I only made it like a month, and I tail tucked, came back to Albuquerque, New Mexico. My family was willing. I came here against my will. My family was willing to take me in the state that I was in. And I'm telling you, you would not recognize that girl. Well, then I remembered Jesus at 33, and he met me, boom, right where I was. That was 9 years ago. I think I've been trying to get free for these last 9 years and just haven't known how to do it. I've been in amazing Bible studies, great mentorship. But again, one foot in, one foot out, trying to maintain these completely two different lifestyles of trying to serve Christ and being chained up, struggling with addiction, although it had gotten a lot better. So I first heard of Keys to Freedom in 2019. I was at an IF conference at New Covenant Church, and this lady named Leela Armstrong got on stage. At the time, I had an 8-month-old little baby girl. I was a nursing mother, single mom. And I thought to myself, I need to get on that email chain. So I signed up and talked to her for a minute, and she wrote me a really long email and put herself out there for me to call her. And I just thought, no, I can't make this work in my schedule. I don't know how to do the childcare for this. I'm not going to do this study right now. But I kept myself on that email chain. So fast forward to almost a half years to 2021. My daughter is now, at this time in this earlier summer, she's going on 3 years old. And I'm sitting in my room while she's taking a nap. And I'm just like, Lord, how am I going to teach her that she's worthy, that she's a daughter of a king? Mm-hmm. If I can't believe it myself. And it was overwhelming. And I sat down and wouldn't you know it, that an email from Lila Armstrong popped up on my phone in that exact moment. And I said, fine, I will reach out to her. Goodness. All right. Like I just knew that the spirit within me was like, would you please email her? Would you just do this? So this was in, I think May of this year. And Lila met me at a coffee shop and we got to talking, and I am just so grateful and blessed. Keys to Freedom had revised their workbook, and the leaders here in Albuquerque hadn't done the study themselves yet, the new revised edition. So they were all meeting in Jody's house, and I had the privilege to join them this summer and do this study with these amazing women. And just so you know, y'all are stuck with me forever. And then we did it again in the fall. And these keys, like Therma said, and you said it so perfectly, all those years of study, which are amazing, the keys help you put it into practical, like how to do it, how to live. How do you live out the Christian life? How do you renew your mind? How do you get over unforgiveness when it's got a stronghold over you? How do you maintain walking it out? And we all go through so many different things, but this study has just meant the world to me, and I just am so grateful.
I'm going to add one more how for all three of you.
Okay.
How does God use challenges in your life to bless other people? After the break, we'll talk about that. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700, or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Really hope everybody is prepared for Christmas. And what I mean by that is not that you went out and bought a bunch of presents, but that you are simply sitting and enjoying the fact that Jesus was born. We're celebrating his birth. He's given us all these precious gifts. I am in studio with Jody Hicks, Therma Gold, and Tia, Lawrenson, and they're crying in the studio. What am I going to do, ladies? No, Tia, thanks for sharing that. And right before the break, and I said it, I mean, I'm always amazed at how God will take a weakness. God will take any challenge, anything that's happened to anybody. And if you're willing, that becomes God's strength in not only your life, but other people's lives. And that's how you two have come to be freedom advocates for Mercy Multiplied. You're now, I don't know if you've done this personally, but you're now doing it on the radio. And there's women, as Therma said earlier, were encouraged by Lila. By the way, Lila's the kind of person that'll be glad to know, Tia, that she was a club to club you over the head. That
absolutely
took 1.5 years.
Oh, she'll love
years
to know that.
Oh, no. Lila's awesome. I appreciate that. Jody, talk to me a little bit about your experience. You went to the tea put on by Sheology at Calvary Church. And did all three of you go to that?
I was at Disney World.
You were at Disney World. Okay.
I went.
You went. Did you, Therma? Okay.
It was amazing.
Well, tell us about your experience in listening to Sheila Walsh, who, for those of us who have been part of the Jesus music movement, we all know Sheila Walsh. And many people may not know since those days when she was really an one of the blossoming Jesus music movement artists. She's done a lot of other ministry, which she did again this month, a couple weeks ago at Calvary.
Do you want to start? You can if you want to. You have a quote right in front of you. I have a couple as well, but go ahead.
The quote that I like in her book that she signed for me, "It's okay not to be okay. Moving forward one day at a time," it says, "okay does not live here, but Jesus does. All he looks for in us is a willingness to take the next step. And for us, the next step is keys to freedom."
Mm. Nice.
So another young woman. So Julie, she was a part of our summer study. She was the one. And actually, she was Tia's friend. Tia invited Julie to come with us because you guys have done Bible study for
years. Absolutely.
It's Julie Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jules.
Oh, just love her so much. And but she was the one who told us at Bible study that Sheila Walsh was coming. I was so excited. I have followed her ministry for, I wish I was better with dates, but it's got to be around 10 or 11 years. When suicide attempts hit my family, and I, from a person that I love dearly, and there's been multiple in my family, and I've talked about this, you know, on the radio before, but it was from a strong believing Christian in my family, and found myself visiting her in the psych ward, and could not be more grateful, you know, to have had that experience. And it was so interesting to, you know, to say that, to say, you know, why would anyone want that experience, you know? But I think it was to say that I think that you never think that you're going to be there. But when you are there, you know, what is it that we can learn? And what did God show me when I was visiting my family members, just sitting in there? And I'll be honest, I was nervous to go in there because, you know, movies and, you know, just things that you see and the way that they portray mental illness and the struggle, you know, it's definitely scary. But at the same time, when I was sitting in there, this was my mom, you know, just saying that God designed every single person in here. Not one of these people is a mistake. Not one. And God knew that they were going to be here, you know, and it really was like the overwhelming love of God. You know, you know their purpose, you know their background, you know everything that went on in their life to get them to where they are today. And why I appreciate Sheila Walsh so much is because, you know, where is that safe place in the Christian community? And at the time, you know, trying to share or go through this and find resources within the Christian community, there was very little at that time. But I did come across Sheila Walsh's story. And I just remember reading her book and just, you know, bawling and saying, thank you so much for being honest. And, you know, our women's, you know, keys study went together, all of the women that could. And there's a young girl in there and her name is Christine, and she's awesome. But this was the quote that really meant a lot to her. This is when Sheila said, "If I am perfect, please don't stop loving me." So that was her talking to the Lord. "I'll do anything you want and I may be miserable down here, but please don't stop loving me." And that's what she was saying to Jesus. And that really resonated with her heart. And I just was so thankful that she shared that with us. But what resonated with me, the quote that she said, was when she was confronted by the gentleman that she worked with that, you know, if you go to the psych ward, this is going to ruin your ministry. And what she said was, "I'm not trying to save my ministry. I'm trying to save my life." Mm-hmm. And what a tremendous gift that was, you know, that she did go there and, you know, talks about the traveling along the way and stopping at the ocean and, you know, having that battle, but knew that she didn't want her mom to have to find out that another person in their family had died by suicide. And I'm so thankful that she got there, that she got the healing that she needs. She reached out for help, and her ministry has just, I mean, there's so many people that resonate with that in the Christian community.
So the exact opposite has happened. She shared that in her life, and God's used it to bless other people now.
Amen. So many.
Yeah. And the three of you are doing the same thing. You've taken each of your I mean, you've shared an addiction problem, Tia.
Yeah.
Therma's talking a little bit about her daughter. And by the way, our listeners are the kind of people that are going to be praying for your daughter.
Mm.
Because you've already said that. I mean, and that's what they do. That's what's neat about our listeners on KLYT is they're people that are listening because they might need encouragement. But they're also servants. They're also people that, yeah, God can use me in the same way. And I think that as you've each shared some of your personal stories, there are people sitting back going, that's me. You know, that's kind of what you said when you listened to Leela talking on the radio. And Leela's successful businesswoman. She's had some addiction stuff, and she's very open about all of that. With Jody and Leela and Jocelyn, we've talked about sexual assault. We've talked about addiction. We've talked about depression and suicide and just a gamut of things that are involved in the ministry of Mercy Multiplied. Jody, there are some things where there may be, and the church has not done a great job up until maybe recent years, and we can always do better with mental health issues.
Yeah.
I know there's a number of people that have come forward, pastors and things nationally, with mental illness, depression, bipolar, all kinds of stuff, schizophrenia. And they're all doing well and all doing a lot better after they've brought this forward instead of trying to hide it. So, Jody, you're really trying to encourage people to get out of that isolation, quit hiding, and be part of a fellowship in a community because you'll be really encouraged by doing that.
Secrets. I'm going to interject here. When you're hiding stuff and you have these secrets that are just eating you away on the inside, they lose their power when they come out. And that is kind of, I think, what you're saying. When you can get into a place where you feel safe enough that you can share that part of you that you and only God know, when you can get in a community and share that, they start to lose the stronghold over your life. They lose their power when they're out.
Yeah. Well, the Bible talks about confessing sin to one another. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another. And sin does lose its stronghold on you when you confess.
I want to speak into, you know, just I am so grateful for every person who has sought the help and has survived it. But I don't at all want to overlook the ones that didn't survive it. And because there are stories out there and there is support and help for family members who, even though their family member was a Christian, they ended up dying by suicide. So I bring up Rick and Kay Warren. They, their son was a very strong believer and he loved the Lord. And they have a website called Hope for Mental Health. And, you know, they got him all the best help. You know, he had multiple diagnoses, you know, as he was growing up, but his battle started very, very early. And, you know, Sheila Walsh and Kay Warren have a beautiful, you know, testimony together. And I would encourage, if you are a family member who has lost or, you know, someone who died by suicide, to look that up for encouragement, you know. And then Kayla Stocklin, her husband, was a pastor in California. And he did end up taking his life. And maybe, you know, on our website, we can post both of those testimonies so that, you know, people have access to that. Because I don't, you know, and it's kind of interesting because it actually came up in our we're doing a book study right now with the women. And it came up. One of the women said, you know, I always thought that if someone died by suicide, that they were automatically going to hell. And it's a misconception. So I really hope that anyone who's hearing this, or if you were able to stay with us long enough, because I know when you're in a broken place, sometimes you just want to shut these off because it's just so hard. So hopefully, you know, if you're a family member sitting here listening and your family member died by suicide and you're questioning that, that this might bring comfort to you.
Amen. Jody Hicks, Therma Gold, and Tia Lawrenson in studio with me this afternoon. They're with they're Freedom Advocates with Mercy Multiplied. You can hear the compassion. You can hear the love from all three of them. And we'll be back to talk about what happens if you are maybe embittered and haven't, you don't I guess you're just almost captivated by hurts in your past life. We can talk about how you get free from that.
Okay.
Well, stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
From the KLYT Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com. We're talking about the ministry of mercy multiplied, and really it's the ministry of the people. It's just like the church. We always talk about the church like it's this big building. It's not the building, it's the people. Mm-hmm. And that's really the difference, I think, what a lot of people don't understand is when you're involved with people, you have a chance to actually get some healing. And Mercy Multiplied is a ministry that's really trying to take Christians to a level where they understand how to apply the scripture. You are identifying people like they have with Tia and Therma and Jody herself. You're identifying people that have a compassion and a heart to share not only their own lives, but to, you know, restore people that are really hurting. Therma and Tia, maybe I'll go to Therma first about this. Are you surprised how God is working through your own experience and using you in other people's lives?
Well, I always tell myself I'm living history. There are no surprises. God is never surprised. And he has always told us, you know, that you are going to experience life, trials, and tribulations. And why would you be expecting anything else? So God has told us this, and I am so grateful that he has chosen me to use me in this way. So I am very, very grateful to him to be used by him.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise, but a gratitude of thankfulness to be used in this way.
Tia, is everything perfect now?
No. No, definitely not. This study helps you really understand how this is. Our God is a God of process. And with addicts especially, we are looking for a really quick fix feeling. We want to feel something different right away. So to understand the process that it takes to peel back these layers, I always think of myself as this onion, you know, and we're just peeling these layers, that really shiny middle that's more Christ-like. And this is going to take my whole life. And perfection is never going to happen because that was Jesus. He did that for us. You know, he lived the perfect life. So luckily, we get new grace and mercy every morning. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm baffled that he uses me in my brokenness. I think we think that we can't be used until we're fixed, until we're healed. And I'm astonished by is that we can be used sometimes in the greatest ways in our brokenness, through our brokenness, letting other people know about it, and then having that community. And that's, you know, where the miracles happen.
Yeah. Amen. Jody Mercy's founder, Nancy Alcorn, made a statement. I want to know what you think she meant when she said, "What's the difference between treatment and transformation?"
So transformation, what she meant by it, she's so much more eloquent than me. Treatment. Okay. So going to get treatment, it's more about behaviors, you know, and transformation is about having Christ be the center of your healing. Because you can, I mean, so they use a tree analogy, and I think that that's a really good, you know, thing is basically like, so you go to the root system when you were younger. And, you know, like what happened to you when you were young, you know, and, you know, that, you know, the trunk is your belief system, like what formed your beliefs through what happened to you when you were younger, which, you know, the branches are the behaviors, you know, like as someone grows up, you know, the, like, but there can be good and bad, you know, well, there is good and bad in everybody's lives. So, I would say, you know, treatment, one thing that's different and what I, why I love Mercy's model so much is, because, well, for, I mean, and I don't, and, cause I do love government, you know, funded programs too. But the one thing I love about it is that, you know, when a woman truly decides that she wants to have Christ be the center of her healing, and, you know, maybe she doesn't even believe it when she goes in there, but she's going to give him a chance, you know, to transform her life versus just cutting off the branches or cutting off the bad behaviors. Because some, you know, when you learn how to have that personal, you know, relationship with the Lord, that you can be transformed from the inside out.
I had somebody tell me one time the difference between psychology and Christianity is that psychology would say that you are the way you are because of all the things that have happened to you in your life, who you were born to, where you were born, how you grew up, and that's why you will be the way you are for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity says it doesn't matter who you are or where you came from or whatever. Well, it does matter, but you can be born again.
I'm a new creation. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Well, things are new.
And and you really can be born again. And all those things matter. I don't want to discount any of these experiences because they're real. They hurt. They may still hurt. But the people that are listening today that are not Christians, they might be listening going, well, it sounds like these Christians are just as messed up as I am.
But they're right.
I agree with them.
But there's a difference.
Yes.
What's the difference?
Christ.
So you have hope.
Hope.
And you have, I'm just going to say it, you have a superpower.
Yeah, Jesus.
That people without Jesus don't have.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm encouraged, and I know that the time, you're also making a commitment just to be with people. And that investment, and you've already mentioned it, Tia, is not an investment where, okay, I'll share with you ministry that I did when I was your age, long time ago. I'd walk up to somebody at the Coronado Mall and hand them a Four Spiritual Laws tract. And if they didn't agree with me right away and pray to receive Jesus, I'd walk to the next person. That was the investment I was making in each individual. To me, I look back at that and go, what was wrong with me? You know, I wasn't getting to know anybody. I didn't listen to anybody's story. In fact, I was so arrogant that I wasn't even interested in asking them about themselves. So your hearts are really to just hear people out, listen to them, and then share the hope you have in Jesus. So how's Mercy giving you those tools?
So, yeah, I mean, and so they start with the tree analogy, and they do the Keys to Freedom study with the women who come into Mercy. But the first key is the committing and connecting to Christ, and, you know, fully to Christ is what they say. But one thing I love about the study, and they reiterate it through, they go, like, if you haven't had a breakthrough yet, you know, that it's okay, just keep moving forward. You know, because you can be what, you know, we've talked about this multiple times. You can, you know, and just really encouraging the women. And this is something that I just love and that we really facilitate here in Albuquerque in our groups is, you know, if a woman is making the step even just to come to the study, you know, if you don't want to speak the first time, don't feel like you have to. You know, if you, you know, don't, you know, just sit with us because we really believe that you will get something out of hearing other people's stories. You know, that it's not a forced thing because Jesus doesn't force us to be in relationship with him. And I'm so grateful that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't come at us with a hammer and say, you have to love me. You know what I mean? He's just, you know, that position of his arms, you know, coming down to us saying, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, right? Like he draws us with his loving kindness, not the hammer. So, I mean, they really just encourage you, you know, give Christ a chance. You know, we're going to continue to go, you know, through the study, but they really ask that you try to make that commitment to, you know, to ask Jesus to be your personal savior.
Therma, you heard about this on the radio.
Yes.
I think right on this program.
Correct.
Jocelyn and Leela and Jody were sharing about it. Who did you call and how did you get involved? Is that something that is a process to get easily involved with Mercy?
It really is. They have a website here. It's called New Mexico for Mercy. And that's how I got involved. I called the number that you all gave. And they called me back and said, come. And I showed up that day, and they had a book and my name tag, and we were ready to go. It was that simple.
Yeah. And, Jody, you mentioned that you may not be having the Keys to Freedom next month in January, but you may have another study available.
Yes. And, you know, one thing that is really beautiful about calling that number is if for some reason we're not having a study, which, you know, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but, you know, we had another woman contact us and want to go through the study. And even though we weren't doing a big study, we're willing to go through the study one-on-one. And Therma, you know, after doing the Keys to Freedom with us, she actually called Mercy and became, because there is like an official process to become a freedom advocate. And so they, you know, they really, they have you fill out an application, you know, and then you have a phone interview with Mercy. And, you know, they want to know about your background. They want to know where you're at, which I'm so thankful that they do that, you know. And so Therma is leading her first study, and we're doing it in a small group form. So it's, you know, please, just because we're not having one, please give us a call. You know, we will get you with someone so that you can go through the study.
And again, the website is mercymultiplied.com. I do want to get now to your Empower workshop coming up April 30th. People... Sounds like it's a long time away, 4 months, time to plan and get some things going. What happens at the Empower workshop, Jody?
Oh, boy. So they go through all of the seven keys with you, but they also teach you how to safeguard yourself. They teach you about boundaries. They teach you about how, you know, how to walk alongside someone, you know, who is struggling. There's so many resources that Mercy offers, you know, on their website, but they just teach you all about who Mercy is, how they were founded. But, you know, it is for everyone. It's for pastors, like I said, you know, family members. You don't have to be a counselor, but they teach you counseling principles, you know, in walking alongside somebody. So it's very impactful. It's a jam-packed day, but there's so much information, but there's so many resources to follow up that day. But we need help with that, you know, and we are looking for men and women, you know, possibly some youth pastors or, you know, if they would be willing to speak. Jim, we would love to have you there and speak for us. I am doing the ask. You know, we would love to have you come to that.
I am happy to come and... counsel all the men on how not to be married, because I got it all wrong. Jody Hicks, Therma Gold, and Tia Lawrenson in studio with me. We have one more segment with Mercy Multiplied. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Mercy Multiplied is a ministry that exists to provide opportunities for all to experience God's unconditional love, forgiveness, and life-transforming power. They do a lot of ministry with women, and I have three of their freedom advocates in studio today, Jody Hicks, Therma Gold, and Tia Lawrenson. I hope you've been listening, and if you haven't, go to abqconnect.online and listen to this whole show. You'll be touched by the heart of these three ladies, and Therma and Tia have recently gone through the Keys to Freedom, Seven Keys to Freedom Bible study. Therma just shared she's about to lead. Actually, Jody shared that Therma's about to lead a study. And that study is available for small groups. So even though there's not a big group plan in January, get in touch with Mercy at NewMexicoForMercy.com. So I have a question for Therma and Tia. What do you want to learn next? What do you want to do next? Where's God leading you?
Well, for me, I want to continue doing the Keys to Freedom. I want the process of it all and the actual keys to become just second nature. And in order to do that, I think I need to continue doing the study and becoming a leader within the Keys to Freedom and just stay tied in with these women and this ministry, because I do feel that for struggling for so long and trying to find a way to live free, I just, I'm so excited that, you know, I'm not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. So yeah, the Empower Workshop, I can't wait for that. I think it'll be amazing. But I really just want to be someone that continues to do this study and help other women and just help other addicts, because it's such a struggle, but the best is yet to come. And, you know, our past and our shame and our regret and all that anger and hurt from our choices that we've made, God has something for you. He has something new for you, and it's not over. If you're still drawing breath, He still has a plan for your life. And so, yeah, I'm just sticking around.
You sound, Tia, like a person who's free from maybe a pressure that was on you for a long time.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, a pressure, oppression of addiction, that feeling pressed down on, and just getting out from under that. Yeah, it's, and I still am. I mean, I still am, but I feel better today than I have in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therma, how about you?
Oh, I'm so grateful for this ministry and for Jody and Leela and Jocelyn to welcome me in and to get me started. I'm looking forward to helping them with the Empower Workshop. Some of the things that we will be talking about in the Empower Workshop is helping hurting people and also hearing from God and putting safe boundaries around yourself, because in ministry, sometimes you don't take care of yourself. And if you don't take care of yourself, then you can't pour out to others. And becoming free so that you're free to give healing to others. So I'm looking forward to you helping with the logistics of the Empower Workshop, April 30th from 9 to 4, getting the everything that we need, all the volunteers together and the help and all the supplies that we need.
So, and people that are listening that want to be involved can contact you at newmexicoformercy.com.
Yes.
What happens when you continue hiding? What happens when you let exhaustion or depression or isolation just continue to rule your life, Jody?
I think there's, well, I mean, the isolation piece, I think, is the biggest thing when you, well, and it is so hard too, especially if you've, you know, I think when you are a believer and you are stuck in bondage like that, it's not necessarily a salvation issue.
How about this question?
Okay,
Are you isolated when you're a mom, say three children, mm-hmm. you have a husband and three children, you're with them every day, but you're not with anybody else? Are you isolated?
I think you absolutely can be. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are, but, you know, even if you are able, I mean, there's so many ways to connect. But yes, I mean, it takes us, I would say, friends coming to us, or, you know, just saying, I need someone else in my life, you know, or if you're a friend and you're watching someone who you see, you know, that maybe you're picking up on, yeah, what would you say it? Cues that this woman is isolated, to reach out to her and not give up on reaching out to her, just sending her those encouraging texts, you know, like, I would love to bring coffee with you and hang out with you and your kids, you know. But I'll be honest, I had some pretty high strung, strong willed children, and I, you know, sometimes was, you know, and my kids would laugh, and I said, I didn't know if I would survive my kids or if they would survive me, you know? And so it is just, you know, starting to get people in your court and have, you know, because I know, I think women so desire to be a good wife. They want to be a good wife, especially, I would say, well, no, it's not especially, but I remember that. I'll speak from my story of just desiring to be a good Christian wife and a good Christian mom. And I listened to, you know, Focus on the Family for years, and it was so helpful learning other people's stories and how women, you know, how did they, you know, overcome, you know, you know, Jim, and I know that you mention all the time, because I do listen to this a lot in way of how you made mistakes, you know. We all do. We make mistakes as husbands. We make mistakes as wives. But I think that it doesn't have to end there. We get to, I mean, learning how to listen, learning how to look into the eyes of, you know, I mean, for men, looking into the eyes of the women in your life. I mean, your children, you know what I mean? And just really anyone, you know, looking into the eyes, like how we're talking affecting this person. You know, taking the time to listen and engage, and, you know, just like you have said before, some of our greatest mistakes end up becoming our ministry. Mm. You know, you say it all the time.
Hey, we're 2 days away for Christmas. Therma, tough time for a lot of people.
Very tough. But one thing I can tell you, don't isolate yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when you bury the hurt and the pain, it will catch up with you. Mm-hmm. And it will come out in different ways. Anger, shame, abandonment, rejection. And like Tia said earlier, when you start to bring it out into the open and you find a safe place to share that with, that's a step that you can take towards healing.
Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, my dad was doing his master's degree at Western New Mexico, and he was a full-time student, and my mom was taking care of myself and my three younger sisters. We didn't have any money, so we ate tortillas, and we ate pinto beans, and sometimes a salad for every meal. I mean, I'm talking, and I sit back to you, and I'm sitting before you now, saying, that was one of the most special times in my life, because my parents didn't cover that up. Hey, guys, we have to do this to survive and get through this. And
that's called being a vegan now.
Well, I mean, I remember that as a really close time for our family. And I remember them saying for Christmas, hey, we're going to get you one thing. And I didn't even care. I mean, I'm a kid that I like toys and other things like everybody else, but I got a little, you know, plastic car. And I can tell you that car I have today.
Oh.
I have it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just encourage people that maybe you think you've not bought enough Christmas presents. Maybe you are depressed about something else. Maybe this is, you're just thinking Christmas is the cause, and maybe it's something else going on in your life. Get out of the isolation. Contact Mercy Multiplied at NewMexicoForMercy.com. You have three ladies in this studio that would love to love on you a little bit. Jody?
I just wanted to say, loving someone unconditionally, you know, even if we have judgments about where our family member is at, you know, I mean, I love how God's name is love, you know, that, you know, if someone is in isolation or they're just coming out of isolation, they don't need our judgment. They need our love, and they need us to listen, you know. Even if they don't have words, just sitting with them is so powerful, so powerful. And just, you know, so try to be a good listener to someone who's struggling.
Tia?
It's just a season of joy and of sorrow, this whole life, you know, and those two things can dwell in a heart at the same time. And so if you're starting new traditions or have an empty chair, you're not alone. And we're also have the hope of our Savior and get to celebrate his birth. So it's a beautiful time.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today on ABQ Connect. It's been a blessing.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.